Waking up on mornings like this with cold water is not very pleasant. There's other things I'd rather do, but you get through it and we move on. And now joining us for another rousing on the block where we meet our neighbors. We get to find out a little more about them as people and a little more about their business. Our friend Cody is with us from Train Stop Jiu-Jitsu in Tivoli. And as rumor has it, which will be confirmed in moments, they're going to be moving from Tivoli to Red Hook, our neighbors. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Hey, Rick. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been studying jiu-jitsu for over a decade, and you've been practicing it for how long?
Yeah, so I started jiu-jitsu in 2008 when I was 22 years old, and I believe I got the address of an academy up in the Capital Region. It was Henzo Gracie Latham at the time, and I think I got that address out of the back of Black Belt Magazine.
No kidding.
And I saw the name Gracie, and it seemed like the closest place, so I drove an hour and 15 minutes up one way. Wow. And did that for years and years until I wound up trading schools when I went away to college down in New Jersey.
What's the pull of jiu-jitsu? Why do people do it once and then want to keep going back?
Sure. So for me at that time, you know, I'd loved martial arts my entire life, and it was just, you know, through circumstance or whatever that I wasn't able to practice until I was able to grow up, make my own money, have my own car, and, you know, make my own decisions. So at that time, I tried a number of different martial arts, and it felt like that when I found jiu-jitsu, jiu-jitsu was the most practical, meaning when I went back to the skate park where I saw all of my friends and I tried to move to them, it would work on them. the other times I had learned some other stuff from some different kind of martial arts. I'd go to the skate park, try it on my friend, and they'd just pull their wrist out, you know. So it kind of felt like you needed some a willing participant or your opponent to have some belief in what you were doing for it to work. Mm. Now, on the other side, when I found jiu-jitsu, this worked very much against someone not only that was resisting but knew what I was trying to do to them when we did our sparring in class. So the first night I did what was called a triangle choke, which is a choke done with your legs. And I said, I'm going to do this for as long as I can do it, which has turned into 17 years or something. Wow. Like this.
Wow. Well, there are different philosophies with jiu-jitsu, karate, and other martial arts.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and at this point, my experience in jiu-jitsu so far outweighs any experience in any other martial art. I wouldn't really speak to them too much because I don't think I have a point to speak from. But my the philosophy of jiu-jitsu or this that I understand it to be is basically, and why I think it's so important and valuable for folks to learn, is that it's scalable in the sense we don't do any striking of any kind. It's a purely grappling-based martial art, right? So we're going to engage in a grappling scenario. I'm going to use wrestling and judo influenced moves to take the match or the fight to the mat, you know, or the ground, where I'll use leverage and mechanics to isolate a limb or a neck and then implement some kind of submission hold, aka, you know, make your partner cry uncle or whatever, like we maybe we used to say as kids. You know, but the beautiful thing of it being scalable, I think that's what I think is really attractive, because it's really hard to practice a striking art softly, right? You know, I have to hit you. But in jiu-jitsu, whether it's just the practice day to day or, you know, heaven forbid you ever have to use this outside of the dojo, you can use it like in a small way where you're affecting very minimal damage, if not any, or in a very, very severe way if the circumstance made it so, right? You know, so it's like I like that there's this like threshold of it being very soft or quite extreme if needed. You know, I believe it translates to the gentle art, right? Which is really beautiful and semi-ironic because it is wrestling around and it is quite rough, but yeah. It is scalable in that sense,
so
which I like.
If there's no striking, what is the offense?
Yeah, the offense is using more of my body against less of yours, basically progressively trying to subdue you so I can attach myself to a limb or your neck and then apply a joint lock or a stranglehold to eventually make you give up, you know, or to subdue you long enough for help to come or whatever.
That's totally interesting. Yeah, I studied Tai Chi for a little while and I thought, you know, it would help with movement and flow in life in general, which it does. And then as a martial arts practice, I was like, how is this? And the teacher then showed me exactly how, because I was like, again, you don't really strike, but you use the force against the person coming at you, and it's you defend yourself in a way that is protecting and also offensive at the same time, which I found to be absolutely amazing from the movements that you're doing, but you're actually learning how to move your body and deflect energy and force,
right?
Which is super cool.
Absolutely. And I think the reason, well, me personally, right, and what I observe with students is the reason you come to jiu-jitsu is different than the reason you stay. And I think that's super interesting, and it's actually part of what I'm trying to highlight with my gym specifically, is people come to jiu-jitsu because they want to learn how to fight, right? They want to feel secure. They want to understand that they have some idea of what to do if some situation arises, which really hopefully does not, right? You know, so but then quickly, because new people are always coming in, and we do a lot of live training, you know, also known as sparring, but in jiu-jitsu we call it rolling. Okay, so I'd say within 6 months of practicing one or two times a week, once a new person comes in, you're able to effectively subdue them and do what you need to do against an unskilled person relatively quickly. Wow. Based on the teachings of jiu-jitsu.
Wow.
But then what keeps folks around and what really got the bug in me was, how do I do this against someone that knows more than me? How do I trick somebody, right? How do so, and then it shifted from a self-defense mechanism to a sport. Huh. Or for me, an artistic person, an art, right?
Huh.
I grew up skateboarding. So skateboarding is purely an artistic expression. We could get into a whole discussion about that, sure. But it's even down to the way you hold your hands when you land a trick, right? So jiu-jitsu reminds me of that, is like, the more creative I can be on the mat, the better I do and the more effective I am. So it's like, it's a real hub for creativity. And I think that's what keeps people around in addition to the community aspect of it.
Wow, that's well put. And that sounds intriguing to me as someone who's not well-versed in jiu-jitsu, but the community aspect and the fact that you can go at your own pace and learn what you need to learn for whatever purpose you need, which is good, either it's self-defense or learning how to fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way I run my spot, you know, is I say that we're values-driven, mission-centered community, right? So what this means is the mission is helping folks elevate their lives through the practice of jiu-jitsu, right? Brazilian jiu-jitsu. At this point, it's such a soup of influence that I just call it jiu-jitsu, right? So along the way, I realized that outside of the technical pursuit, right? Just like I need to learn X, Y, and Z over this many years to get a black belt and be technically proficient at this. What I realized was the things that I felt most near and dear to my heart were the community, right? We're just like showing up to the mat and seeing my teammates and checking in with them. And it's like what we do requires so much trust, because I'm trusting that when I tap out, when I give up, when I cry uncle, that the person is going to let go, right? And I will too. So it's the ultimate icebreaker, right? So I feel like I know where someone's soul and heart is at, because I have to put my hands on them. We're engaging in this thing that requires a ton of trust. So the community, right? Then the second thing is my classes are 90 minutes for adult. That's 90 minutes you've carved out for yourself that you can check out of the world as we know it, right? In a positive way.
Yeah.
So you got this moving meditation. You're just like single focus. You're just in the moment because you can't think of other stuff. It's like people call it 4D chess. You know, it's like it's difficult and it's a lot going on and it's strenuous and it's good exercise. And then the third thing being is, it beats the heck out of running on a treadmill. It's a lot more fun than that. So it's even on your worst day where you feel like I didn't perform today. Guess what? You probably burned 1,000 calories. Mm, you know,
wow.
You're working your body out. You're getting stronger and fitter and having more stamina within this great community.
Mm. We're talking with Cody from Train Stop Jiu-Jitsu in Tivoli, and they're going to be moving to Red Hook. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with more from Cody and some more great musical diversity on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Stay right here. 98.1 KZE, the Suitcase Junket with Everything I Like. We're in the studio with Cody of Train Stop Jiu-Jitsu. They're located in Tivoli. They're going to be moving to Red Hook. Cody, where are you moving to?
Yeah, so we're moving over on Glen Pond Drive, which is basically behind the town hall over by the recycling center. It's a nice business park back there. And
cool.
I just want to take a moment to shout out the yoga mat. Jen at the yoga mat was our so kind and gave us a chance. And we rented space from them for the last 6 months. And it was just a beautiful relationship. And I'll just never forget the chance she gave me. So if anyone in the area should certainly go check out a Pilates class and a yoga class over at the yoga mat.
Nice. Now, Cody, you are the owner and coach of Train Stop Jiu-Jitsu, and you have a great philosophy when it comes to teaching and when it comes to new students who come in and say, hey, I want to learn about jiu-jitsu. What keeps them at your dojo? What makes people keep coming back? And what's your philosophy pull?
Yeah, I think what keeps people coming back is the vibe of the room and the community we've created.
I'm sure is different in other dojos and other establishments.
Yeah. So at the beginning of each practice for the adults, I kind of give like a little coach's huddle, and we don't literally huddle up, but I just bring everybody together and I kind of set the tone for the practice and reminding everybody that we're training together and not against each other and that we need to mitigate our intensity. Jiu-Jitsu, we're wrestling one-on-one against each other, and the possibility of things getting rather intense is always there. And when I started this endeavor, I reached out to like 30 folks I know that do jiu-jitsu, right? From white belt to black belt, from beginner to expert. And something that was a recurring feedback, basically I asked three questions. I said, what would you do differently if you started jiu-jitsu over again? What do you like and dislike about the way jiu-jitsu is currently taught? And have you ever left a practice feeling badly about your performance, right? And there was a recurring theme of intensity. Basically, the black belts, the people that have been in years said, you know, I wished I would have chilled out sooner, basically. I just wished I would have not had every practice being as intense as it was. I wished I would have been more playful sooner. Huh. And then the new folks said, when people are really intense, it's really intimidating. So I knew going into this, I had to mitigate intensity in some kind of way.
Wow.
So that was not only in the way that I speak before we get started, but the way I structure the class, in that I do a lot of like game-based training where I set certain kind of parameters and rules around what you can and can't do positionally. And then it's still against full resistance. We're still, you know, doing the thing. We're still feeling how it is against resistance and wrestling around with each other. But I'm setting certain expectations, parameters, rules, constraints, whatever you'd like to call it, to develop a training that's safe for everybody, enjoyable, and mitigates that intensity, where if I just said, okay, slap hands and wrestle, it can get a little intense sometimes. So that's what I'm doing in a practical sense. And then also I believe just the vibe and aesthetic that I'm putting out there is attracting people that just help along the community and the vibe of each day.
Mm. Mm. Now, Cody, how can folks get in touch with you if they want to pursue jiu-jitsu or they want to continue a practice they started and rested? What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, so my website is trainstopjiu-jitsu.com. You could call or text me at 518-299-8155. You could find us on Instagram, which I update every couple days. I just posted a really cool kids video highlighting the benefits of kids getting into jiu-jitsu with some really great training footage of them doing some cool takedowns and working together. And you could see one on there of my son getting his first stripe on his white belt the other last week, which was a really special video. So Instagram has his the most up-to-date current stuff going on. But for general information about the gym or myself, you could go to the website, which was trainstopjiujitsu.com.
Now, when you hit the black belt level, are there degrees of black belt or it's black belt, you're a black belt, done?
There are degrees of black belt, but they're basically just formalities at that point. Any black belt basically says, like, once you get the black belt, then you just have the freedom of no more belts, right? So as you come up, you're focused on that next belt. You're comparing yourself to the other people at your belt level and all of this stuff. And then once you get the black belt, you're basically a white belt again forever. And that's the way that I look at it. You know, every 3 years or something like that, you get a degree on it, but it's the black belt is the one that matters, but also at the same time, it's the one that kind of just lets go of the belts and you just forge on into the forever, not being free of the belt chasing. And in my gym, we don't wear the uniform, so we don't even wear the belts. I will award the belts, but, we just wear shorts and a t-shirt. We keep it, what's called no gi. So the gi is the uniform, the kimono in my gym, we don't wear the gi. We just wear regular clothes. I believe the gi is somewhat of a barrier of entry. They're expensive. If someone's coming in, maybe they saw MMA or the UFC. The kimono or the gi looks totally different than that. So for these reasons, we are a purely no-gi school. So just shorts and a t-shirt. Come on by, and we'll get you right on the mat.
Cool. And the website again?
TrainStopJiujitsu.com.
And jiu-jitsu is spelled J-I-U-J-I-T-S-U.
And that's correct.
That's exactly how it sounds. Cody, it's a real pleasure to have you here. It's a pleasure to have you as a great member of our community. Thanks for being on the block with us. Anything else you want to tell the people?
No, just thanks for having me, Rick. And it's a trip. I remember my parents listening to this in the early 90s. I even believe my mom, Sarah, shout out, did a one of these for her gardening business in like 92 or 93.
What was the name of the gardening business?
I think it was called Thoughts of Eden, I want to say.
Cool.
But yeah, I'd love anyone to come by. I start my kids at around 5, but I'd take some, you know, 4.5 or something in there if they feel like they're ready to engage in the classroom environment. I do kids classes, adult classes, private lessons at the gym or in your home. Just look us up. I'd be happy to set up a free trial for anyone that is interested.
Cody, thanks a lot. What are you looking forward to doing this weekend?
Teaching jiu-jitsu and hanging out with my family.
The usual. Cody, thank you so much for being part of our morning. Cody Christensen of Train Stop Jiu-Jitsu in Tivoli, New York. Visit the website. Sign up. They have single individual classes which are available. So you can just buy and sign up for one class if you'd like and check it out. It's absolutely affordable. And I have a feeling that once you hang out with Cody, you're going to want to sign up for a bunch more. So check out the website. You can explore all the options. And one of those is, like I said, $25 will get you a session and you'll be on your way. Cody, thanks a lot for being here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. A couple of messages from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with The Clash for Cody, KZE.
Here's a message from your Upstate New York Toyota Dealers Association. Dear Traction, Toyota has 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. The RAV4 has legendary versatility,